You're listening to Caring for Cleft, an audio series that tells stories of comprehensive cleft care. Caring for Cleft is brought to you by the team at Transforming Faces. It is hosted by Executive Director Hugh Brewster.
My hobby was drawing faces. Drawing a little bit on experience on drawing faces, I want to draw especially baby's face with a smiley expression. So when I see that cleft surgery going on, that was really impressive for me. Like fixing faces, like trying to give smile, what I do on my drawing, but with surgery. So that was really what pushes me to do this cleft work.
When I talk about Madagascar here in Canada, a certain animated Hollywood movie often springs to people's mind. And it is indeed the fifth largest island in the world, home to over 28 million people, not to mention unique flora and fauna that don't tend to sing and dance. What you may not know is that there is a high incidence of cleft lip and palate among Malagasy people, or the citizens of Madagascar, and that until recently, options for receiving cleft care were largely confined to periodic fly-in, fly-out volunteer surgical missions. The Santé Plus Clinic in the city of Antsirabe is at the heart of telling a new story for families affected by cleft in Madagascar. A story where a young and intrepid local health team upends expectations about cleft care with a compelling vision for the long-term rehabilitation of each child. Building upon the foundation of cleft work with Les Enfants du Nomai NGO, organizations like Smile Train and Transforming Faces were ready to support Dr. Benjamina Rakotutsun in leading Santé Plus towards a new era of comprehensive cleft care.
I am Dr. Rakotutsun Benjamina, and it's me who built the hospital 30 years before. After 5 years with child of Noma, I had contact with Smile Train, and I am very happy when they said that the goal is to have Malagasy team to treat Malagasy.
A key ingredient in building this new all-Malagasy team was finding a skilled cleft surgeon who was willing to lead in a new interdisciplinary way. Dr. Benjamina tapped Dr. Nirina Mandrano for this role.
I'm Nirina Mandrano. First I worked as a plastic surgeon, and then we have this cleft corporation. So now I work here mainly as a cleft surgeon at the clinic.
Dr. Nirina's childhood fascination with drawing faces led him both to study medicine and to volunteer with the cleft surgical missions that arrived from Asia. Impressed by the young student's passion and heart, Dr. Nirina won a multi-year surgical fellowship in Japan, where he participated in the work of their comprehensive cleft care, also known as CCC, team.
During my training in Japan, actually CCC was there. The university that I was already gave CCC care for the cleft patient. So I saw CCC in action. We have a meeting with the pediatrician, plastic surgeon, oral surgeon, the dentist, orthodontist, every Friday to discuss cases. And we have in the same clinic, we have the pediatrician, the surgeon, and the speech therapist, and the nurse who is taking care of the follow-up, the consultation, the arrange, the
coordinate, yeah.
Coordinate the patient. Mm-hmm. So I want to replicate that here, but it's take a little bit, like, we'll do it step by step. Mm-hmm. I thought the system was good and I wanted to bring it here.
Soon after his return home, his dream materialized. Dr. Nirina was hired as the cleft surgeon in Madagascar's first CCC center. But the way forward was complex, especially in a context where apprehension about cleft persists, including the common belief that it is the result of a curse or punishment from God.
Yeah, I would say mainly in African countries, as we think that is a punishment. We might have done something wrong during our pregnancy, that's why the baby is like this. So we don't want to show that fault to the society. So we hide the baby.
Yet even when parents are well-informed and determined for their child to receive the best care possible, a legacy of the fly-in, fly-out volunteer mission model is in shaping expectations about who is best positioned to provide their precious infant with care. I asked Dr. Narina if he could further unpack this.
Yes, because we have this thinking that European can always do better. And something that we cannot fix here, we ask the European and that will be okay. And for a mother, for a parent to have a baby operated, that's already stressful for them, very stressful. So difficult to trust a young person from Madagascar within a small, like very young team, pretending that they can do it. Some people told us before, those are young people that do surgery for free. Didn't you think that it's for training?
Because the Santé Plus team is made up of a new generation of local professionals, it can take the wider community some time to adjust their expectations.
They were suspicious because, as you can see, we are all young people and we do surgery for free in a low and middle income country. That's already suspicious. I mean, like having a 5 months baby being operated by a young person for free in an undeveloped country, and it's a black one. That was challenging for all the team.
Meet San, an operating room nurse now with a passion for cleft care and coordinating a team approach.
Moi, je m'appelle...
My name is Ravun Malala-Sen, but you can call me Sen. I'm a general practitioner nurse at Clinique Santé Plus, and I work as a cleft operating room nurse.
We asked San about what stands out about comprehensive cleft care.
I think that to provide quality care, comprehensive care, integral care, and to give satisfaction to patients with cleft, we have to work well as a team, especially for the patients who have a cleft lip or a cleft palate. They need the full circle of care. We.
Previously, a circle of care that extended beyond surgery was not commonly available in Madagascar. If your child was born with cleft, you had two options. Pay for whatever care you could afford and find, or seek treatment from volunteers during a short-term surgical mission. Dr. Narina explains.
The system here in Madagascar doesn't have medical fee fixed. So it depends on the surgeon. And I've seen one surgeon that I've operated with me before, he's asking 700,000 ariary, which is, for an average Malagasy, about 2 months salary or 3 months salary.
So those are the main options. Private, if they can afford it. Very few can afford a private option.
Very few. Mm-hmm. The fact is that there were only missions that come. There would be like 300 or 1,000 patients waiting for surgery. And out of that, they operate about 150 for each mission. So the rest will be waiting for next time. So people get disappointed sometimes, so they don't come back again, especially if they come from far place. And those who travel from far place with the dust and all, the kids get sick coming to the mission consultation and they get rejected. So every time they come, they get rejected because the baby is sick.
In order to provide a safe surgery, surgical mission organizations can only operate on infants who are healthy. And even then, some parents of healthy children will be sent away because all the surgical slots have been filled, though they may have traveled a great distance. From the outside, the advantages of CCC seem clear, but we asked Dr. Narina about how this looks on the ground.
So now to talk about CCC, a local CCC, it is always beneficial for the patient, always 100%. So now the thing is, how do you convince the parents that you need 100% care, not only to fix your lip with surgery? That's how people was raised up with the mission state of mind. And now they see you and you tell them, you have to come back for a checkup, you have to, that sounds strange for them. Why does we need to do that? And then when you tell them, the reason of all what we do is the achievement of the person, the patient itself. So that he becomes independent, fully developed, socially developed, psychologically developed.
Building this type of holistic model is no easy feat. Dr. Narina's team recently had the opportunity to learn from two other pioneering African CCC centers, Yakatet 12 Hospital in Ethiopia and Korsu Hospital in Uganda.
So I would say first, because of Transforming Face, we had that opportunity. The discussion we had before is like, it's difficult for me to just tell my team, this is what to do, and them not understanding what I mean. So the opportunity of going abroad to see other center in action, that helped them understand more what I was saying. So that's a good point for me.
For Sayen, who like most Malagasy had never traveled to continental Africa, the experience of observing Ethiopian and Ugandan CCC was both eye-opening and inspirational.
I hope that we will continue to improve our work by seeing the experiences and the work of some of our CCC groups like we did in Uganda and Ethiopia. Then we can emulate them. It is helpful to observe our centers. I think this will lead to big improvements for Santé Plus.
So now I see, even though Uganda and Ethiopia are not at the same level as Madagascar, now I see how African can deal with the CCC. How do they work together? How do they plan things? That motivated me to see like, okay, we can do better from now on. And they see some similarities that is there that kind of make them feel a little bit proud of themselves. Like, okay, so now we are doing as the foreigner do. That kind of something that really impressed a Malagasy person, as they consider themselves as equal to foreigners. Psychologically, that gives a strong motivation for them to come back here and do the job better. And we saw some improvement, actually, on the way we work at the OT room since that time on.
Some areas of comprehensive cleft care are still in development in Madagascar. Research indicates that at least 50% of children born with a cleft palate will require speech therapy, even after a successful surgery. Yet similar to many African contexts, speech therapy isn't a recognized university program anywhere on the island. In partnership with Francophone Smile Train speech therapist in West Africa and Dr. Kate Crowley from the Leaders Project at Columbia University, the Santé Plus team now includes two members of the first cohort of cleft speech assistants countrywide. I asked Kezi and Michael about what stood out from their learning and work so far.
En fait, c'est très...
If we want to teach children to speak well, we have to collaborate well with the surgeon, because he's the one who will explain the challenges he observed during the operation with the muscles used for speech. It is very important to work together, no matter your role in CCC. Surgeons should collaborate with speech therapists and speech therapists with surgeons. We can identify problems like, does the patient have a fistula or another problem like that?
In fact, there is cooperation between the surgeon and the speech therapist and everyone else on the CCC team. For example, the surgeon brings the palate muscles together and the speech therapist helps the child to regularly practice their speaking thereafter. This is very important for speech therapy rehabilitation.
And what's the most rewarding part of your new job?
In fact, for my part, when we do rehabilitation and then later on, after we have had several sessions, there are parents who say, now he knows how to produce the P sound. Oh, they are pleased with the results. In fact, it's really comforting to know that we are making a difference for the child and family. To me, that's all I can ask for.
For me, to know that the parents noticed that their children have made progress vis-a-vis what we had taught to their children makes me real happy.
The Santé Plus team has accomplished a lot in the last 2 years. So I wanted to hear from Kezi, Dr. Benjamina, and Dr. Narina about their hopes for the future.
It makes me happy that we're setting up a new team. I hope we will go very, very far, and that it's not just Clinique Santé Plus that will have a complete team, but that everywhere in Madagascar, children with cleft can have a normal life and receive comprehensive care.
Donc,
So my goal is above all to help Malagasy people, especially the poor. We will manage to master this condition here, whatever the circumstances. Whatever the families have experienced, there will be long-term challenges, but I find that little by little, we will get there, and voila.
Difficult question. I'll be happy if the patient trusts us for all the complete circle, and I'll be happy if the team can properly offer that capacity. I don't know how big will be the team of Santé Plus. I don't know how far will they go, but as long as there are some patients who keep trusting us, and as long as we can give them the care we can, that is enough.
The Santé Plus Cleft team is an inspiring reminder of what can be accomplished when we don't settle for the narrative of the way things have always been. Animated by a clear vision for a new model and a new mission, a Malagasy team for Malagasy people, families affected by cleft are already starting to see their children thrive like never before.
Caring for Cleft is brought to you by the team at Transforming Faces. It is produced by Hugh Brewster, Christian Weichs, and Danica Robertson, and edited by Sahil Ali. We extend our gratitude to our special guests, Dr. Narina Mandrano, Dr. Benjamin Rakotoson, Cien, Kezi, and Mikael. Thank you to our voice actors' supports, Miantra, Mamia, and Francis. Transforming Faces is a founding member of the Circle of Cleft Professionals, a worldwide network of cleft professionals promoting comprehensive cleft care in resource-constrained contexts. To learn more, please visit cleftcircle.org.